Ryan Johansson joins us on the Inside Edge. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Was that you hesitating if I scored or not there, Bobby?
Well, he did.
Yes, I did. Wait a minute. Did the referee on the goal line wave it off? You remember, it was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think
he waved it off. My job is to look at him and make sure that he's saying that it's in. And he says it's not in. And then I look around, and his three bozo buddies back there are all coming over and going, "You're an idiot."
That's a fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did I? Is that a fine?
Okay, yeah.
That guy probably will never work in the league again.
Cha-ching.
It's only if somebody taped it. Erase the tape. Right. Anyway, Ryan.
Yeah, that's great.
So what?
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing is the really important question, because after the preseason, you went up to Cleveland with the team. You didn't skate with the team the first day. So that is the big question. How you doing?
I'm great, man. It was just, you know, one of those days where, you know, just rest up the body one more day before we really kick in gear here. And, you know, I was out there today and felt 100%. So, you know, it'll be exciting watching the game start up today and the season get started, and then have our opportunity to get off to a good start Friday night.
Did you guys have fun at Cleveland?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was just good to get away for a couple of days. You get away from the scene of everyday camp grinding and go up and have a couple of meals together. We brought in a comedian the one night and just kind of relax with the guys and have some fun before we really get that focus on winning hockey games.
Now, you guys seem, from where me and Bob sit, you guys just seem to get along so great. Is that continued right from last year?
Yeah, I think so. For sure, you guys would see it firsthand, too. You guys are always in the room, and just the way the group of characters we have in our room and how we work for each other on and off the ice, and, you know, whether we're golfing or whatever, visiting each other in the off season. You look at guys who traveled all around the country to support each other for charity events and just things like that. It's we got such a great group, which is gonna, you know, make this year even that much more fun when we're having success.
Well, we're gonna have your line mate on here in a couple of minutes, but I want to ask you, because you've been here, your career has been as a Columbus Blue Jacket. Brandon Saad comes in, and a lot of the question from the outside was, well, how will he fit in? They've got great players, but how is he going to fit in? Hey, we saw how you guys fit together on the ice, but let's go off the ice. And you have a guy like this, a young superstar, two Stanley Cup champion guy coming in. How has he fit in with this group?
You know, he's been great, and I loved what Foligno said about him the other day, just how, you know, a lot of guys, when they sign these big contracts, you know, maybe their swagger gets a little too big or things like that. And he's just had one focus, and that's about coming in and making a good impression with his new team and just working his hardest and playing his game. And I think that's what I like about him most so far is, you know, you're going to get out of him every single day. And it's been so early when you can recognize that from a player. It's pretty special. So, I can't wait to play 82 games with the guy.
How fired up are you? Tonight is opening night. You got the Canadiens playing the Leafs. You got the Rangers playing the Blackhawks. Are you watching hockey? Are you feeling this right now?
Yeah. You know, that's funny. I've had some friends ask me if I watch hockey games during the season and stuff, and tonight is definitely one of those nights where I like to watch hockey. Usually don't, but, you know, I think, you're just itching to get out there and get this started, so. And especially since the Rangers are playing tonight, it'll be good just to watch their game and maybe some of their tendencies or some line matchups or just things like that. As a centerman, watch some face-offs and whatnot. So, I'll be tuning into the Rangers-Chicago game for sure.
Talking with Ryan Johansson of the Blue Jackets. And, Ryan, we talked about your preseason, how well you played with Nick and with Brandon. But during the regular season, it's no secret. I mean, teams are going now, especially that they've seen you play in the preseason, they're going to step it up against you. You're going to get the top defensive pairing on every team. You're going to get checked a lot harder than you got in the preseason. But just having that experience of those couple of games, what does that tell you about how you guys are going to be able to operate even when the stakes get higher?
Well, that's awesome. That's what we want. I think that's every good player's, you know, that's what every good player kind of wants at the professional level. They want to be challenged. They want to be recognized for for being a great hockey player. And when you're getting matched up against the best, and then when you're being successful, you get that kind of pat on the back, like, wow, it's a great job you're doing it against the best players in the world. So, I love that challenge, and it is a big challenge because there are a lot of great hockey players in this league, and it'll be a lot of nights that'll make it difficult on us. But that makes it that much more of a challenge to bring your best every night, and something that I'm looking forward to hopefully playing the 82 game season, and having those obstacles to go through.
Ryan, there's a lot of young centermen in this league that beg for wingers like you have, and Nick Foligno and Brandon Saad. And take us down on the ice when you get to jump over the boards with these guys, because it just looks like a whole lot of fun.
That's it right there. That's what I was going to say. Just comes first word comes to me, and seems to you too. We just have fun, We know if we go there and just work our hardest and help work for each other and make those smart decisions that we're going to have success. And then that's exactly it. We're just talking right now how we're excited for the season. Just can't wait to get out there and have some fun.
Finally, what do you think of your captain? Nick got that job. I mean, he's still the same guy, but now he's that bona fide leader. I guess you're supposed to look at him a little bit differently or treat him differently. Is that just a bunch of bunk that you guys say for all of us, or what's the deal?
We try our best to treat him the same, but you do definitely have that a little more of a respect factor for him now, and obviously being our captain, Fliggy's not going to change. He's still got that great personality that we all love, but we like to mess around with him a lot. But it's different seeing his captain side. But he's been a huge addition, I think, to our team, and just seeing how captains made a difference and stuff for our hockey club, and just little things already before the season started. So it's great. We were able to see him come out and be that go-to guy for us and lead us on the way.
All right, Rangers and Blackhawks are hitting the ice for pregame warm-up, so we'll let you go and get ready to watch that game and do your studies. There's probably a quiz
like
first
us.
Thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ryan, what should I do tonight? Should I watch that game, or should I DVR that game and watch the baseball playoff game tonight?
Is it the Blue Jays? Who's playing?
No, it's Pirates Cubs.
I don't even know. Watch the hockey.
Blue Jays. You get the Blue Jays Friday afternoon,
yeah,
which is not that's not helping you at all. Well, maybe it is. After the morning skate, you can catch a couple innings before you come back.
No, that's pregame nap time. You know that.
I do know that. Ryan, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll see you at the rink tomorrow. That's Ryan Johansson of the Blue Jackets joining us here on the Inside Edge. Coming up next, we're going to get his line mate, Brandon Saad, as we continue on 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, this is Chris Billman on your flagship station for Ohio State football.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
97.1 The Fan.
I never realized how important my hair was until I started losing it. I'm 30 years old, confident, active, and then it happened. A friend made a joke about my thinning hair. My wife said it was no big deal, but it was too late. My confidence was gone. I started scrambling to wear hats, buy expensive shampoos, and even contemplated shaving my head. Crazy, I know. Then I heard an ad from Roxy Plastic Surgery. They were talking about the new NeoGraft hair transplant procedure. I was skeptical at first, but I started doing some research at RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. Dr. Roxanne Garawi is a board-certified surgeon and an expert in NeoGraft hair transplantation. I scheduled a free consultation in their men's lounge, and Dr. Garawi immediately made me feel comfortable. She explained the NeoGraft procedure in detail and answered all my questions. Now with my full head of hair, I feel more confident than ever. Turns out, it really was a big deal to my wife. So guys, it's time to get your confidence back.
For more details about NeoGraft hair transplantation at Roxy Plastic Surgery, visit RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. That's RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. Think fast. Think FedEx Ground. Now hiring package handlers for multiple shifts. Starting wage $11.44 or $12.44 now. Interested individuals must attend a sort observation prior to applying for this position. For more information, go to WatchAsort.com or call 614-871-WORK. FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer committed to a diverse workforce.